Oh, listen, after this and seeing myself every time we do this, I am definitely having a facelift. Okay, all set. Got my headphones on, got my everything going. The microphone is working. I can see everybody. Who are we going to talk about today?
Today we're going to have a special day. Meryl Poster's daughter, Ava, and her mother, Sue, are going to have a conversation.
Is that our Meryl?
It's our Meryl Poster, who's the creator of Call Your Grandmother.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to this.
It should be fabulous. They're two fabulous ladies.
Our little girl, a teenager too fast. Our little girl, you'll be a real pain in the ass. You'll go to school and act so cool and do all the teenage stuff. Little girl, you're not a little girl long enough.
This is Sue. I'm not going to say her age, but she is fun. She's funky, very fresh. With Grammy, nothing can be described as boring.
You know, sometimes I say things and do things just for the outrageousness of it, you know? So we can get a laugh out of it.
Grammy has a photographic memory. If you give her the name of a song, she can sing a song that goes with that word. Should we test it, Grammy?
All right, just don't embarrass me after that introduction.
My best friend's name is Lily.
Lily, Lily of the Valley. Lily, Lily, let's be pally. Heads up, keep your eyes on the road, etc.
I've been wearing the same perfume for 40 years, and she always loved it. So before she went to camp, I took my perfume down to her house, and I sprayed it all over her pillows that she was taking to camp. So when she got to camp, she would smell me.
She is really funny. Everything she says is like, there's always a joke. She's very musical.
She's been a very, very important part of my life.
She's the best, and I love her.
Nobody has given me the joy in my life that Ava has given me.
Growing up, I guess I had a really small bladder, so we would wander into bathrooms and we made it like a game. It was like, oh, does this? I was really small, so is the hook low enough that I could reach it? It never was. Are there flowers? Is it nice lighting? And then it just became a thing, and we're like, yeah, we're going to write a book.
On the best bathrooms in New York. The best bathrooms and the worst. And we took notes and we rated them from 1 to 10.
Yeah, Grammy famously likes to kidnap me. So she would just capture me after school and we would like do debaucherous things.
I would take Ava during the day. We rode up to Yonkers and this bathroom looked like it was over the bridge. Remember, Ava? It felt like you were on a ship in the middle of the river.
Yeah, I mean, it was gorgeous. The view was incredible. Grammy has kind of always been with me. We would do like cooking classes together. She would take me to dance lessons. And we've always been extremely close. She taught me how to play pickup sticks and jacks to make sure I went to camp with all of the necessary skills.
We did all different things. We went to Butterfly World. We went to play miniature golf.
Yeah, but now in the pandemic, it's just
how. But in the pandemic, I haven't seen her.
Yeah, have I seen you once? I mean, I've seen you since March, right?
Yeah, well, she came to the house twice this summer and she took a few things. She wears some of my old clothes.
Yeah, her old clothes
which
are
I
fabulous.
Love.
She has like these like old scarves that'll tie into tops.
I used to always wear a belt and a shirt with the collar up. I look like Rizzo from Grease.
Terrific. And I love the relationship between the grandmother
yes,
and the...
Yes, yes.
And that thing with the rating of the bathrooms, that's the funniest thing I ever heard.
Every time she opens her mouth, I think to myself, as soon as this thing is over, I'm having her here for lunch. I mean, she is just like us.
Invite me, Ellen. You're a good cook.
Okay, I'm reading these part titles and... Part one says Ellie Grammy Graham. Wonder what that is.
Grammy, her use of social media could possibly be characterized as her misuse of social media. Now that she's taken to Instagram and Facebook. Sometimes she accidentally live streams.
I'm sipping on you like fine wine. It's over, I press rewind.
So the first time that happened, I get a text from my best friend, Sam. She was like, get on Facebook right now. Grammy's live streaming. So we're all on Facebook. All of my friends and my cousins were all texting. We're like, who's going to tell her?
I'm just hearing about this now.
Yeah, you kept like tapping the button. It was like click, click, click. You were just sitting there. And then you put like a filter on yourself. I was crying.
I don't have any recollection.
That live stream incident became the inspiration for Illy Grammygram, an Instagram account my cousins and I made for our grandma.
It's all about the bass, not the treble. It's all about the bass, not the treble. It's not about the bass, that's a treble. My mother told me, my mother.
I mean, it was basically about my grandma, like all the ridiculous stuff she does and all of the accidental selfies she takes and when she sings rap songs in the car to like melodies, and it's just so confusing.
I only love my bed and my mama, I'm sorry.
It was really never meant to be anything past like my family and my friends. It's kind of all those things that's like so quintessentially Grammy to everyone that just, it makes you laugh, or at least makes you smile a little bit.
Oh yeah.
Even before we made her this account, all my friends knew Grammy. Like, none of my friends call her Sue or Susan. It's all Grammy. It's like a nickname rather than being like my name for my grandma. It's like, oh, hey, Grammy. Grammy's going to pick you up. It's not like, oh, is your Grammy going to pick you up?
She never knew I had a real name until a friend of Meryl's asked her, do you know what Grammy's real name is? She said, Grammy. She had one friend that really thought I was her grandmother. After my fourth grandchild was born, my husband, for our anniversary, got me a tennis bracelet, and he had a little gold baby shoes attached to the bracelet. And the bottom of the shoe said each kid's name with the date of birth. And Samantha looked at the bracelet, and she said to me, where's my name? And Ava said to her, you're not one of Grammy's children. No, child's. You're not one of Grammy's child's.
That thing is so funny because when I'm answering an email or something, I'm not good. I don't hit the right keys. And my kids keep saying, what kind of stupid things are you sending out? You know, we don't know what we're doing. So whatever happens, happens. And it's funny. It was adorable. That's so cute.
I think that when a child has a relationship like that with a grandmother, it's like a gift. It really
is a gift. Absolutely.
It's a gift.
Yeah.
And I try to create that kind of a relationship. Of course, my girls are much, much younger. So
it gets better. You know why? Because I feel now, not that we're grandmother and grandchild, we're buddies, we're pals. We love to be together. They get a kick out of me, the stupid things I do.
You know, there's an expression that we have in our family. It's like this. Nana. That usually is involving anything that has to do with electronics. Although I try very hard. Next up, we have part two, The Last Olive. And the only thing that comes to my mind is a martini.
How would you compare yourself to your grandmother? What would you say is the biggest difference between the two of you?
She was cold as ice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we used to have dinner every night together. So, you know, my mother always put either olives, pickles, celery, carrots on the table. And there was one olive left one night, and I went to take it. She took it, my grandmother.
If there's one thing left on the table at a restaurant, she always tells me to eat it. She's like, you go for it. I'm not going to take the last one.
I never forgot that.
After going through the experience of your grandmother taking the last olive, what do you think is the most important thing to convey to your own grandchildren?
Just love them. I really never wanted to, every time I came to the house, buy you something and give you something because I didn't want to be known for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know plenty of my friends that were grandmothers. Every time they came to the house, the only thing that the child was interested in is, what did you bring me? What did you bring me?
Right.
So I made sure I didn't do that. I mean, you certainly didn't suffer from lack of gifts. But I didn't make it an ongoing...
An expectation.
Right. Okay. See?
Yeah.
Not only do you do that, you finish my sentences.
Thanks. It's another good thing.
I have to say something about the last olive. They used to say, if a single girl eats the last thing, she's going to be an old maid. Did you ever hear that?
But I never heard that.
You never heard that. Oh, but, you know, I tell you, the decade between us, Ellen, there's a lot of things that got lost anyway. But the relationship is so cute. It's really adorable.
Yes, it really is. And you hope for a relationship like that with granddaughters.
Right. And she's right about not bringing a gift every time.
Reed, don't you know a lot of grandmothers that say, I'm going to the grandchildren, I have to get something for them?
No.
I do. I know women who
I have to tell you, there's nothing I could buy my grandchildren that I would know that they want, number one, or that they don't have, which is unfortunate.
Well, listen, I have a granddaughter who's 11 who wants a Birkin bag. You think I'm going to buy that?
No. No. You have to get on a waiting list. Now listen, don't go anywhere. We're going to do a quick commercial, and I know you're going to come right back because we'll be looking for you.
And there's nothing like Jewish guilt. Next up is part 3, Going Her Own Way.
So how did you meet Poppy?
A friend of mine, when we graduated high school, went for a summer job at this company, answering phones, putting in orders, and modeling the swimsuits. And she liked it so much, and she thought her bosses were so nice that she never went to college. And so I called them, and my husband's partner, he was married, so he's the one that did the hiring, and I hadn't met my husband yet. He hired me on the spot to come in the following day. His partner.
Yeah, she had a rockin' bod.
And about 10 o'clock, this dude struts in and he starts singing A Foggy Day in London Town. I said to myself, who is this? And there he was.
Whenever I get to say, like, oh, my grandma, yeah, she was a bathing suit model for like a little bit of time. And we're like, what do you mean she's a bathing suit model? And I was like, yeah, she modeled bathing suits. My grandpa made them. And
I mean, who knew he'd be my future husband? But I used to stay there because I had a crush on him. And I would take a later train back to Long Beach on Friday afternoon so I could stay another 20 minutes in the office with him. One night I stayed later to model some suits for them. And then he took me for dinner. On the way out, I broke my heel of my shoe. And he gave me, I think, $30. So he said, here's money and go buy a pair of shoes because you're coming to work tomorrow. You need a pair of shoes. I had to think not to vomit. I was so nervous. He was a great combination of niceness and thoughtfulness, and it's sexy. It was a great combination. You know, it was like salt with pepper, you know. It worked very well together. I felt that it was something real, but I didn't know what real really was. I was trying to fight it.
He was 13 and a half years older than I was. At 19, a man of 32 and a half, I mean, my friends thought I was going out with my father.
Yeah, she was 19.
I mean, to be exact, I was 18, really, when I met him.
And he was in the garment center, and that, it wasn't a distinguished career like being a doctor or lawyer, you know? That's how people thought, you know?
I was crazy about him, and as time went by, I was even more so, but I felt that there was no future there. I mean, I can't marry him. He's not marriage material for me.
So what changed your mind then about Poppy being marriage material?
I was going with him over 2 years, and I saw that I didn't like anybody else. Finally, my mother said to me that summer, look, Susan, either shit or get off the pot. That's it. You can't keep going like this. You know, there wasn't the pill. My mother was scared to death I would become pregnant, you know.
You got married the January before your college graduation, and didn't your father make you get your maiden name on your diploma?
Right.
Because he thought the marriage wouldn't last?
Mm-hmm. So you never know, you know, and we had a long, loving marriage. So you never can tell.
Oh, he sounds like a really nice guy. And look how generous he was. He gave him money for a pair of shoes. In those years, a pair of shoes for $30 had to be Jimmy Choo. Something really It wasn't just from A.S. Beck. I don't know if you people remember
this. Oh, God, I remember A.S. Beck.
It was a shoe store chain, and it was moderate, comfortable shoes. But $30, my God, you would have bought three pair in A.S. Beck. So he was a generous guy. I say, these two, Ava and Grammy, I'm enjoying this relationship. And the grandmother's a funny lady. She's a lot of fun. She's a, oh, I have an expression, a hooch. You know what a hooch is?
Yes.
She's a, yeah, okay. I don't know if you young girls know what a hoot is. It's like.
No, they still say that, Rita.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Rita, part four is coming up. I see that it says making your own money. This is something all of them have to learn how to do.
When I got married, I still was in college, and I was a speech and audiology major, and I really liked it. Then they gave us patients to take on the outside. I visited certain people in hospitals. Did you ever see the movie Marty with Ernest Borgnine? Well, his mother had a stroke, and she was in St. Vincent's Hospital in the city, and she was one of my patients that I had to go see once a week. And I was offered a job at Rusk Institute, and my husband did not want me to take the job because he was afraid I'd fall in love with a doctor. and he kept saying that to me, and it was close to where we lived, and I studied hard, and I really wanted to work at it. I said, I fell in love with you. Why would I fall in love with a doctor? He says, well, you got to have a baby soon. And that's how we thought. So I didn't say I'd have a baby and work too, you know? So that was the end of my profession.
I feel like it's definitely worth noting that all of the women in our family value education very highly. I'm the fourth generation to be going to college, woman. And so, I mean, it's a pretty big deal. Like, it's more about having the passion for learning. Grammy will call me even at the beginning of every semester. What books are you reading in your classes? Like, I'm an English major, so it's all this stuff. It's a lot of feminist literature that I've been reading recently.
You want to know something? I really, I'm like on the other side of the fence with this by now.
What do you mean you're on the other side of the fence?
Well, you know, I'm old already.
So what does that mean?
I don't know. I mean, I believe in equal pay. My nephew graduated Harvard Law School about 10 years ago. And more than half of those law students were women.
Right.
Really, that made me feel good. It really warmed my heart.
Yeah, I think that Grammy, as a woman, I think she's definitely more progressive than others in terms of like feminism. I don't think she would call herself necessarily a feminist. But I think that Grammy has always been someone to champion women doing what they want, not relying on a husband or a boyfriend to fulfill all of your needs. And I mean, it was very deeply ingrained in my mom that you work and you make your own money. And now I'm making a little bit of my own money and it feels really good.
Having money of your own gives you a sense of independence.
You know, that reminds me of a story. When I graduated from college and I got my first job teaching, my mother said to me, you're going to have to pay rent now. And I was horrified. I'm going to live at home with you and daddy, and I have to pay rent. My mother said, it's only fair. You have to pay rent. And about a week before I got married, my mother came to me with an envelope. And she said, this is yours. And I opened it up, and there was a tremendous check in there.
All the rent you paid.
She says, I'm your mother. I know you. And I know where that money would have gone. And we had a very nice little nest egg from that money.
Good for her.
One, two, three.
I forgot what we were going to say. Time to go to a commercial. Commercial, and we'll be right back.
We can never sync. I talk too fast.
No, you were behind me.
Rita, you still there?
Oh, yeah.
Part five is coming up. Grammy's lessons. Something everyone should adhere to.
Grammy, what's the difference between being a mother and a grandmother for you?
I don't have to worry every night. Did you do your homework? What's your homework? Where's your homework? What's this? To pick up your clothes, put back your clothes. Did you go to the bathroom today? I was always big making sure my kids went to the bathroom and that.
You still do that with me, by the way. Just to make that clear, that's not where the mother-grandmother line is.
It's not
really worrying day by day. It's just, it's like eating ice cream every day without having to eat the spinach. It's pure joy.
When I was growing up, she was always with me. Like, it was always, she would pick me up from school or she would take me somewhere. We would go to Chuck E. Cheese's together or eat like ice cream sundaes in bed. Eventually, I was like, oh, this isn't normal. What was like, oh, yeah, like I saw Grammy today. Like, she brought me to cooking class or something. And people were like, oh, yeah, like I see my grandparents like once a year or like once every couple of months. And I still don't know many kids whose grandparents are in their everyday lives, you know?
I call her most of the time, but she does call me occasionally. And when I get those phone calls, it's like a girl waiting for a boyfriend that she's been dying for him to call her. It's like my heart skips beats when she calls me.
By the way, I passed a Chuck E. Cheese today.
You did?
It's a big Chuck E. Cheese, I swear to God.
We never ate there. I just want to make that very clear that we never ate at Chuck E. Cheese's. We just played the games. So we would go when I was little and we would rack up tickets and we would just play like hours of skee ball and like hours of games in order to rack up as many points as we could.
And we used to walk past the machines that kids left and the tickets would be hanging out. We forgot to take them. We'd get a couple of hundred tickets every day.
And so then we would collect them. And how many tickets did we end up getting?
I don't know, 18,000 or something like that.
Yeah, Grammy, do you still have the tickets?
Yes, I do. When I die, Ava, they're in the desk in the left-hand drawer.
All right, thank you. Noted. I'll buy a Chuck E. Cheese and name it Sue's. Sue's Place.
That's the cutest thing.
I love that relationship.
As lucky as the grandmother is, the granddaughter is twice as lucky to have her as a grandmother, I
true,
have to say.
True. I once said to my husband, I envy my grandchildren the relationship that we have with them because I never had that with a grandparent. He had
neither did I.
He had two very doting grandmothers. His grandmother came to stay with us for a week because she wanted to teach me how to cook. They were terrible cooks in that family. And she said to me, my mother always told me, before the husband comes home, wash your face, put on a clean vest, and greet him at the door with a kiss. I only greeted him at the door with a kiss, but I never, you know.
You didn't wash your face.
I didn't wash my face.
That's terrible.
Okay, Rita, get ready. This is it. Part 6, learning to slow down and smell the roses, because you're not here forever, sweetheart.
Do you think that the women in my generation are missing out on anything?
I don't think they have time to step back and smell the flowers like we did. I think life is much more difficult today. The women today want it all, and a lot of them have to have more than what we had because they need two incomes in a family. And there's a lot of stress out there. It really is.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. I think that Grammy never, she always said that like working seemed like such a fun kind of thing to do. And I think now that I'm working, I'm trying to step back at least a little bit more and realize that like everything isn't moving so quickly. Like I'm 22 now and it's like, how am I 22? And so I'm trying to just like slow down a little bit and smell the roses for like at least a second.
You know, I think though raising my children and being there and participating in their activities was like my career.
Yeah. And then she got to do it double with me, but only the fun parts.
Well, I find you very smart, and I think you have very good common sense, and I think you're a fabulous person.
Thanks.
So I could ask you about style, and I could ask you about, we don't talk about Kafka and Dostoevsky.
We could.
We have, you know, an ongoing relationship, and we talk about a lot of things, and I just adore you, Ava.
Fabulous beyond fabulous. Grammy, I know we're on the same page. She says she loves all of, we do. I have 5 grandchildren. I love 5 grandchildren. But there's always one that you have a little special relationship with. It's a friend. It's yes. A loved one. It's not, my mother's mother or my father's mother. It's my grandmother, my friend, my buddy, my confidant.
Call Your Grandmother is a production of iHeartRadio and Superb Entertainment. The hosts of the show are
me, Rita Kay,
and me, Ellen Bernstein-Grodsky. Created by Meryl Poster. Produced and directed by Anna Stump. With producer Abu Zafar and associate producer Emily Marinoff. Managing producer Lindsay Hoffman. And executive producers are Meryl Poster, Nikki Etor, and Mangesh Hatikador.
And Mangesh Hati. Okay, let me start again. Over the Hati.
Hatikador. Music and mastering by Hamilton Lighthouser and Anna Stump.
Would you expect your grandmother at 90 to be on a podcast? No way.